Hello and welcome. This is Chris Ann from Elemental Energies with Chris Ann, and we are going to be talking about the week prediction for the week of March 20th, 2022 to March 27th, 2022. So let's see what this week has in store for us. So as usual, I am using the Mystic Art Medicine cards. Let's give these a little shuffle and let's see what our angels, our guides, our loved ones, our spirit animals has in store for us for this coming week. So the first card that I pulled is the card of rhythm. Finding our rhythm, finding our place within where we are at. You know, we are in the month of March and we are nearing the end of March. So by the third month of the year, we should be finding our rhythm, finding our pace, finding where it is that we belong within this new year of 2022. And you know, we are still in the beginning of the year, if you think about it. But when you pull the rhythm card, it talks about finding your rhythm. Do you march to the beat of your own drum within that rhythm? Finding what it is that makes you happy. What is it that you want to be working on for this year? And maybe it's not just year, but maybe it's the rest of the decade. Figuring out what it is that makes your heart sing and going for it. This is the year of doing what it is that we want to do and really embracing that. And that's what this card is talking about. Not only are we able this week to be able to find that rhythm within where we're at, but it is also talking about utilizing your voice, opening up your voice, your throat chakra, to be clear and say, yeah, this isn't working for me, or yes, this is working for me, and I need to pursue this, and I need to do this, and I need to expand upon this. That's what this week is about. The next card that I pulled is the card of innocence. You know, a lot of times we can just jump right into something and not know what it is we are fully jumping into, but here's the thing. When you jump into something, it's because you are so passionate about it. It's because you love the idea of that and you just want to jump into that and soar within that and find your wings and just spread your wings and do that because your heart sings with the idea of that. And you know what? It's okay to do that. It's okay to recognize what is it that makes your heart sing and go for it. The next card I pulled is the card of abundance. This card isn't what it necessarily sounds like. Yes, abundance is great. Abundance will be coming to us in many ways, shapes, and forms. That is a wonderful thing. But the other thing that this card talks about is recognizing that you are that unique individual. That is an individual. You are unique. You can bring an abundance of joy. You can bring an abundance of creativity and whatever it is that you bring to this situation, to your life. But recognize you bring that in abundance. You can jump into something with that exuberance. You can recognize what that rhythm is that you are ready to march into, and you bring that energy with abundance. But recognize your uniqueness for what it is. You have those characteristics for yourself uniquely, but in abundance, if that makes sense. But it's recognizing who you are. Recognizing that abundance will come to you because you bring that enthusiasm, etc., within just wonderful abundance. And that's part of what makes you you. The next card I pulled is the balance card. This is going to be the last card I'm going to pull from this deck. Finding our balance, finding our rhythm, finding what makes our happy, our heart happy. And you know, when we find our balance, it is saying you will be able to navigate all of this with joy and with just a wonderful spirit that you bring to everything that you do. Don't discount yourself for maybe looking at things through rose-colored glasses, because that is helping you to see the positive. You know, you do need to see all parts of things. Let's just not be naive here. But when you come into something with this abundance of joy and this abundance of happiness and this exuberance to be there, you are going to be able to navigate it and to balance it. That's what this week is all about. Finding our balance within that joy, within that happiness. And now I'm moving on to the next deck. This is the Indigo Angel deck. This is a retired deck. This is the deck that I use when somebody may not be listening to their psychic messages that are coming in. So that's the deck that this week wanted to step forward and share some information with us. So within this deck, the first card that I pulled is the Freedom card. Knowing that when you find your joy, your happiness, you are able to find freedom within that. When you use your voice to say, this is what I want, this is where I need to be, this is what I need to be doing, there's immense freedom within that. The next card I pulled is the Divine Purpose card. This is all about connecting with your divine purpose for this week and knowing that you are doing what you need to be doing within your path. The last card that I'm pulling from this deck is the card of expression. This falls into place with the other cards that we were just talking about. Opening up your throat chakra to be able to clearly speak what it is that you need to speak. But it is also about not being fearful about speaking your truths. What is it that makes you happy? Where is it that you need to go? What rhythm do you need to follow within finding that balance, recognizing your freedom as you connect with that divine purpose in finding your true expression? That is going to be super wonderful in abundance for this week. We need to embrace who we are. The time is now. Embrace it and learn to express who we are and what it is that we need to do in order to fulfill our purpose here. So, oh, these are really wonderful, powerful cards. I love it. I love it for this week, finding our voice. You know, finding your voice is such a powerful, wonderful thing, but just FYI, it can be emotional as well. So, you know, just heads up about that. And that's okay. It's a good thing that we find our voice and move forward with all of that. So that was the Mystic Art Medicine deck and the Indigo Angel deck. Now, let's move on to the crystals for this week. Before I start my podcast, I always download a list of crystals for the week. And it's always really cool to me to see the reading that follows the crystals that I have pulled as well, the crystals that were sort of divinely given to me. So let's go through the list. Now, these are stones that you can carry for the week. You can have on your desk for the week. You can have them on the bedside table for the week. You can utilize them in a crystal grid for the week. That is what I mean when I say the crystals of the week. And if you don't have the crystals, you can use a crystal oracle deck. You can pull up a picture on your phone. It is about connecting with the energy of the stone if you don't have the stone. There's a couple here you may not have on this list. And, you know, I don't pick and choose based on what is common and what people have. I don't pick and choose, period. I just simply relay the messages that come to me of the stones for this week. And sometimes it's because you may need to explore and figure out, ooh, what is that stone? So that's going to be this week. FYI. Okay, so let's get started. So the first stone for the week is rutilated quartz. I have talked about this in past episodes. Rutilated quartz is a clear quartz that has golden rutiles going through it, golden hair-like structures that are within the clear quartz. It is a stunningly beautiful stone, and frankly, it is very overlooked. If you're not familiar with it, please look it up. It's gorgeous. I have it in jewelry. I love it. It's a lovely stone to wear. But the thing that's really good for rutilated quartz for this week is it helps harmonize your relationships. We've talked about finding our balance. Rutilated quartz is going to help us do that. It's going to balance your emotions and your physical body, as well as helping you with telepathy, opening up your crown chakra. It is going to allow those messages to come in. It is also going to be one that keeps us a little bit calmer and maybe keeps some of our temper in check, which is really good when we are sort of transitioning into this week that we're moving into. You know, this is a week that needs balance. This is a week that needs a little bit of calm, serenity, a little bit of order, etc. So, rutilated quartz, either carried on the left-hand side, worn as a pendant in the middle, or put on the left side of the bed, would be wonderful for this week. The next stone is rhodonite. Rhodonite is one of those love stones. So if you haven't listened to my love podcast, go and listen to that one. Rhodonite is one that is going to balance that yin yang energy, but it's also going to help you to bring in calm as well for yourself. It is a really good stone that's bringing in some of that self-love as well. It's going to help you pay attention to those little details. Rhodonite can be very grounding in recognizing what is it within us that we need to pay attention to. It's recognizing where we are in the moment, where we are in our relationship with ourselves, with a partner, with a work ally, whatever the case may be. Rhodonite also is helping us to align our chakras, alleviate some blockages, etc. And it can be used as a detox stone as well. For the most part, I am going to say that rhodonite is a stone that needs to be carried, worn, or placed on the left-hand side of the body. The next stone is spirit quartz. Spirit quartz is a lovely stone. It's a beautiful stone. If you don't know what that one looks like, I encourage you to Google what all of these look like, frankly. Spirit quartz is kind of a blingy kind of stone. It's one that people are always gravitating towards because it's a rather unique looking stone as well. It can be a little bit rare. I have seen the prices completely skyrocket for spirit quartz in the past 10 years. It is a form of quartz. It has a lot of points and things on it, so it reflects light wonderfully. But it helps you to recharge and cleanse your field, your auric field, your energetic field. It also helps you to recognize when you have blockages within your energy. In other words, it helps you to recognize what's not working for you, so you can speak that truth and move that along. It helps you connect with your inner child. It helps you find those feelings of joy, of happiness, of creativity, and that sort of childlike innocence within all of us. And it helps us to connect with that higher self as well. It is one that is going to work on multiple chakras, but especially some of those higher chakras, your throat, your heart, your crown, your third eye. It's going to work on all of those higher chakras as well to utilize a lot of that information that's going to be coming in from spirit or from the universe. The next stone that we're going to talk about is tektite. Now, tektite is a very seemingly innocuous kind of stone. People very much overlook it. You don't know about it until you touch it and you feel it. If you're somebody that feels the energy in stones, tektite is a really, really cool one to work with. It's a fairly light stone. It doesn't have much to it. It's black. It's not very blingy. It's not very shiny. It's not very gorgeous looking at all. But it happens when a meteor hits the Earth and tektite is formed from that impact here. When a meteor hits the Earth and what happens to the Earth around it, that's how you get a tektite. That's how a tektite is formed. So tektite is one that helps you with that much higher level of communication. It is opening up your third eye. It is opening up your crown. It is expanding your consciousness much beyond what you would even comprehend. It helps with lucid dreaming, astral travel, all of that fun stuff. It helps you with taking yourself out of the situation to get another much higher perspective into what is going on. It's bringing in that very high frequency into the situation. It's rising you up above in order to give you that much deeper, higher perspective. It's a very cool one to work with. If you're somebody that likes to meditate, tektite is one that will really take you there. It is a fun one to work with. It is one that I definitely say needs to be on the left-hand side as well. I don't know that I would leave this on the bedside table because your dreams will be a little out of this world and you may not be able to sleep. So I'm not sure if you're a newbie, so to speak, that I would sleep with tektite in your bedroom anywhere. Not even jewelry. Get it out of your room, to be honest. But it's a really cool one to work with. So check tektite out. Now the next one, this is the one I was thinking of that may not be known to a lot of people. Arfestinite. Arfestinite is, I'm going to spell it for you because it's a really, it's a rare kind of one that a lot of people don't have much information on. It's spelled very uniquely. It's Arfvedsonite. Arfestinite. Check it out. It's a cool stone. It's black. It has like little flecks of blue in it. I mean, it's really kind of pretty. And arfestinite is one that can be a little translucent to it with that sort of bluish kind of in it. It can be mistaken for pneumite or strophilite. So, you know, you have to get it from a reputable place as well. So arfestinite is one that can give you a very interesting approach to what it is that you need to do. It can help you to sort of take control over the things that you finally need to be working on. It can also help you recognize what is your passion. You know, arfestinite is one that really kind of holds the mirror up to you when it comes to this is the time that you need to do this. You've been putting things off and putting things off, and this is the time that you need to focus on this. And when you work with arfestinite, it helps you to get rid of that self-doubt, that delay, those roadblocks that we've been putting up in our way because of our own self-doubt. And it can help you to move past all that doubt and all those self-problematic things to find your positive voice and move forward to manifesting what's really within your highest and best good. And arfestinite, once you move past all those things, can help you to bring in that divine light into the situation that you're working on. In fact, I keep arfestinite on my desk. I'm an Aries. We're a little prone to procrastinating sometimes. And arfestinite really, I think, helps me focus and get done what I need to get done within the appropriate time. So, yeah, I'm a fan of our fest tonight. I think it's quite pretty. So, check it out. The next and the last stone that we're going, oh, and our fest tonight is one that I would do on the left hand side as well. It is a hard stone to find. You can find it, but it is a hard stone to find. So the next and last stone that we're talking about this week is prehnite. Prehnite is a stone we've talked about many times. It is a stone that I love. It is in one of my top 10 favorite stones, actually. Prehnite is a beautiful green stone, and sometimes you'll see like black lines in it as well, and sometimes you'll just see it as pure green. Prehnite is one that connects you to your heart chakra, but it also can help connect you to the crown as well. So prehnite is one that brings that joy to the situation. It brings joy into the room. It is also really good if you are any type of energy worker, if you're a Reiki practitioner, etc. Prehnite is one that helps heal the healer. It works on that heart level. So it helps you to clear your aura and to move past some of that sort of stuck energy. And we've talked about that with other stones for this week. It also helps you to rejuvenate and renew. And when we're talking about having a renewed outlook on things and finding our balance for this week moving forward, prehnite is one that's going to work on that heart level to help us to move into what it is we need to rejuvenate and rejoice and find that happiness within us in order to make this week possible. It helps us to communicate in a non-judgmental way. Now, that's great if you're working with other people, but let's not forget that self-communication, that self-non-judgment, frankly, is the most important of non-judgmental thoughts, emotions, criticisms kind of go away because it's helping us to find that balance on a heart-based level. And, I think it's great when you're working with a stone that is such a higher vibration heart stone, which is exactly what I consider prehnite to be. It is a higher level stone that when you are ready to take your heart-based work, your heart-based thoughts, your heart-based creativity and passion to the next level, that is bringing a little bit more of a boost of energy, of creativity, of recognizing that heart-based place that you like to work from. And that's what prehnite is. So prehnite is one that is definitely a left-hand side stone. Put it in the bedroom, put it on the left-hand side of the bed, put it on the left-hand side of your desk, where it is jewelry. It's a great stone. And if you haven't worked with the energy of prehnite, I highly recommend it. It's probably the one I would suggest the most out of the entire list that we've talked about for this week. And these are some really higher vibration stones, some really cool stones for this week. But prehnite's going to be my top favorite. So if you only have to work with one, pick prehnite, please, if you have it. Now, if you don't have these stones, because not everybody's going to have this list. If you don't have these stones and you have decks that are crystal decks, crystal oracle decks, pull the stone cards, put them on your mirror, put them on your desk. You can still work with them that way. Pull them up on Google and look at the pictures there. There are so many different ways to connect with the stones if you don't have the actual stone. So I hope this helps you a little bit. If you're interested in both the crystal decks or the crystals themselves, check out my website. I have those things available there. I don't have all of these stones available for sale on my website, but I do have many of them, but I do have crystal decks on my website. So check that out. And of course, I have my readings there and lots of other art pieces that I'm working on. So check out my website. It's www.elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com. you need to get in touch with me via email, it's elementalenergieswithchrisanne@gmail.com. Exact same name as this show that you're listening to right now. I keep everything the same, keeps it easy. I know it's a lot to type out, but hey, it's easy. It works. Thank you so much for tuning in, and come back because I have a lot more great things planned. I hope everybody has a wonderful week ahead. Be free.